In South America, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has long been the standard bearer of leftist populism. But there's another populist leader in the country who's a leftist and connects with the crowds. He's the governor of a small state who's helping lead a breakaway political party against Chavez. His name is Henry Falcón. And tomorrow, his party may change the balance of power in Venezuela's congressional elections. NPR's Juan Ferrero has our story.
Henry Falcón gets up early, his signature baseball cap down low. Before dawn, he's in the poorest districts of this largely rural state, Lara. He calls it Waking Up with Henry, and the idea is simple. Any given morning, the governor and his aides could show up at your door and see what you need.
Después de 11 años, esto no puede ser. O sea, que haya gente todavía que subsiste.
Walking into Marjorie Suarez's tiny store, Falcón says she needs a small loan and that the Venezuela he wants to build needs to provide people like her with a safety net. Suarez, a single mother, smiles broadly.
Pero como Henry Falcón, nadie. Mire, a mí me ha tendido la mano infinidades de veces porque tengo.
There's no one like Henry, she says. He's always provided me with help. Moments later, Falcón is in a crowd receiving letters from residents, wish lists from people who want him to resolve their problems. Falcón easily mingles in a crowd, remembering names, recalling people's stories. That's paid off politically. He was twice mayor of Barquisimeto, the state capital, and he won the governorship in 2008 with ease. Until recently, that made him an important ally for Chavez. But Falcón broke with the president and joined Fatherland for All, a small leftist party that had once supported Chavez.
Con el presidente no hay debate, no hay consulta.
With Chavez, Falcón says, there's no second guessing, no debating, no consensus building.
Por lo menos el 95-98% de este país.
He says 95% of Venezuelans want an end to confrontation and hate. Falcón blames the president, saying he's become increasingly autocratic. But he also is wary of the opposition. The solution, he says, is a move to the center, with Fatherland for All playing a key role. Making such plans a reality will not be easy. Chavez retains popular support in many poor districts, and he's constantly campaigning, his speeches televised in full on several state television channels. On his weekly TV show, Chavez called Falcón a traitor and a coward.
Como el traidor del gobernador del estado Lara, es un traidor. Sépalo el pueblo de Lara. Ponme la cámara para acá.
Chavez also said Falcón is out to topple his government. But the political reality in Venezuela is that Chavez is facing a challenge. Polls show Venezuelans are tired of rampant crime, high inflation, and food shortages. They also show that the president's foes may stop Chavez's allies from winning the two-thirds the government wants in Congress. There's even a possibility that Chavez's foes could eke out a majority, particularly if Fatherland for All can win 7 or 8 seats. José Simón Calzadilla is among the party's candidates.
Nosotros estimamos ser la segunda fuerza política.
The party, he says, is angling to become the second strongest movement in Venezuela after Chavez's socialist movement. It's counting on people like Miriam Escalante, the principal of a public school.
Yo voté por el presidente Chávez en muchas oportunidades, pero ahorita estoy arrepentida de ver tanta corrupción.
She regrets supporting Chávez, she says, saying the country has been hard hit by corruption and polarization. As Escalante speaks, Falcón wades into a crowd of teachers and students at her school. For a moment, it seems as if the people here, at least, have already decided who will be their leader. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.